Chapter 2. At first I thought it was a standard coyote. Bad for me, though there weren't any fleet warrants out on me. Any captain who was only half bright would know enough to order me held for questioning. Then the whole mess of extradition would begin. Different guards, different cages. But that looked pretty good at the time. Behind me, the Lindrill prison had come alive. Alarms, coded sound beacons, shouting, all could clearly be heard. They kicked up huge clouds of dirt as they ran. With a last quick glance over my shoulder, I stepped up onto the ramp of the coyote and prepared to be arrested. There were two crewmen on ramp duty, a big one with a white blonde hair and walrus mustache, and a short one with dark shiny hair and dark shiny eyes. The little one was going to be the problem, as the little ones usually are. Apparently lost in conversation, they hadn't noticed me. As soon as I was on their ramp, though, they perked up. The big one seemed appalled by my putrid coloring. The small one, on the other hand, displayed a grin of amused disgust.
"Good God, who the hell is that?" said the blonde.
"You mean, what the hell is that?" replied the shrimp.
I figured groveling would do it. "Kind sirs," I began plaintively, managing to both bow and scurry a few steps closer at the same time. "Help me, I beg you." The shrimp didn't buy it.
"Hold it there," he said.
"Who are you?"
asked the blonde. I thought I caught a touch of sympathy in the blonde's voice. I turned all my attention to him.
"I'm a man of Earth, same as you. I've been kept here by these—" "He's a damn escapee, Thor," snapped the short one. "Look at him. He's covered with their salt. He's been in the prison mine."
Thor frowned.
"They use a mine for a prison?"
"Of course, idiot. This is Lindrill. How'd you break out, Earthman?"
The sneer he gave to Earthman was his first major mistake.
"There was an explosion in the mine. I found the way open. I simply ran without thinking. Then I saw your ship. Please, sir," I wailed, managing a few more steps toward them. "You must take me aboard. You cannot leave me in this place."
"Like hell we can't. Move it, convict. You're sticking up our ship," snarled the shrimp,
and took a menacing step down toward me. That was his second major mistake. Or the third, if you count his coming that step closer. For that last step gave me a much better view. This was no fleet coyote. Not with a crewman as sloppy as this. His robe was dirty, unwashed. His hair needed a good shower. His tunic was frayed about the collar. No officer, any officer, would let such slovenliness get by. Which left only one answer. There weren't any officers around to object. Mutiny, most likely. That or outright theft. Whichever, this was no ship of fleet. This was a pirate ship. That changed everything. Thor eyed me for several moments in silence. Then,
"I'm going to call Borglund, see if we can take him in."
The shrimp was furious.
"Are you out of your mind? Why do you want to get involved in this? Uh-oh, look here, I knew we should have kicked him off."
Both men looked past me at something. I knew what it had to be, but I turned around anyway. Reinforcements had arrived. An even dozen guards stood in a ragged semicircle at the base of the ramp. I shuddered. I had never seen that many of them all together at one time. One was enough. Damn, they were big. Monsters.